Peter Snowden is our first guest this morning. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Busy mornings, mate. They're always busy, aren't they? And when you've got, I know you've got Bondi heading there today, you've just got to get everything ready.
Yeah, no, it's just not one horse. It's a lot of horses, a lot of work for everyone. So it's a heavy morning's full on.
It is. Can we start with Bondi, the three-year-old colt? How's the preparation been with the one trial going into today?
Yeah, look, he's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with him. The plan is to give him two runs before the Magic Million, so today will be the start of that prep. But been happy with him. He's a colt now, and he's a lot stronger. He's fully matured. He's a really nice horse, so I'm looking forward to seeing him run well today, but naturally taking good improvement from the run as well.
He's always been around the mark, hasn't he, Pete?
He has. He's been right on the cusp of winning. Well, he almost won a Group 1 race, got a bit of neck, so he's been right there in all the big races, so hopefully it's his turn this year to find one for himself.
And just listening to you then, with so the break or from the 2 to the 3 year olds, he's taken that improvement that you would have wanted to see.
Oh, absolutely. No, he's a fully mature horse now, and he's a magnificent type. And anyone that sees him down the yard will just sit back and see what a wonderful horse he is. But that's no good unless you get some wins behind your name, and hopefully we can start with a good run today.
Understand. And you've plotted two runs and then hopefully the Magic Millions to peak there on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, no, he's got the prize money to get there, no problem. So yep. It's a matter of getting there in the best shape it can, and I feel he wants two runs to get him to his peak. So he'll have a 12 and a middle run today and possibly a 14 after that. That should get him third up into that race. Should see him, you know, hopefully in a good order.
Okay, so that's the Magic Millions race today at Bondi. The English Nursery on Saturday, Pete. Have you accepted with both Strasbourg and Stronger?
Yes, and Enforcement as well. So we've got three.
Enforcement, yeah, right. Yep, missed that one on the way through. Strasbourg, have you been happy since the Max Lees win?
Yeah, no, really good. No, he's good authority win up there, and he was really good late. So going 1,000 metres certainly won't be a problem. If anything, he might want a little bit further, but quality horse, and I'm feel sure he'll make his presence felt Saturday.
You would have loved just the way he finished off in that race.
Yeah, and like he's always shown us good abilities, a magnificent type. But always been a very genuine, good-natured horse, which means a lot for two-year-olds this early in their preparation. But this fella ticks all those boxes, so it'll be good to see him run well Saturday.
What about the James Harron syndicated horse in Stronger? Are you happy with the progression it's made from the Rose Hill run?
Yeah, look, he's had a perfect prep. He's had two runs into this now, and he knows what racing's all about. And he sat off a leader and won, and he led the other day and ran a gallant third. So, look, he's in good order for mine, and I'm sure if he draws a nice gate, it's going to be hard to beat as well.
And you mentioned Enforcement. Well, he couldn't do much more, really, in preparation for this, could he?
Yeah, he's had two trials. I would love to swap one of them for a race, but it didn't quite work out that way. But, look, I'll be certainly happy with both his trials. His track work's been very good. He's a quality horse. He's a magnificent type. He's not a big horse, but he's very powerful. He's well put together. And he lacks that probably race day experience where the other two have had runs. But Billy's going to help and go a long way, hopefully, on Saturday.
We spoke about the two-year-olds a couple of weeks ago, Pete, and the Blue Diamonds and things like that. I mean, there is such an array of races, whatever sale you buy these yearlings from, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, number one, you've got to have a horse with ability.
Yep.
Number two, the options, as you say, they're all throughout the year. They're pre-Christmas. They start in October, really. And then there's pre-Christmas with the Magic Millions. Now the English races as well. And there's really good money races, as you say, right throughout the year, even before we get anywhere near the Slipper and talk about even bigger races next year. So there's plenty of depth there for two-year-olds. It's a good thing and a bad thing. The big picture, it's a good thing is there's options if you buy one, but the only negative possibly you just might push a little bit too hard too early for some horses, and it's not always the best, but it's the game we're in, and we're there to get the best results for our owners. That's what we always try to do.
Every horse is their own individual, aren't they? You just don't know whether they're going to be early two-year-olds, the breeding. Sometimes they can surprise you. It's like opening up a little Christmas present.
Yeah, it's a bummer when you get a plastic bag inside it. But look,
yeah.
It is what it is, and you're right. You don't know what you've got until you start to work on them. They tell you whether they're ready or not, and you go from there.
Can I ask you, Grand Rosse, have you accepted for the Villiers?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I don't think his festival run was too bad. I definitely think he's a better horse anyway. So Kieran's quite keen to stay with him, which is good. And I thought his run the other day in the first was solid.
Okay. Mate, we'll let you go. I know I can hear the farrier there just doing a little bit of late work with one of your horses.
I think he's just tapping a shoemaking out. He's doing something, I think.
The account will come through later. Pete, good luck, mate. I hope it's a winning day with Bondi.
Good on you, mate.